Blog Talk Radio.
You got to show up. We got the number for you to call in. I can do this shit too. It's just been a minute. Let's see if we can mute this shit.
Hello? Hello?
Joe was good, is he? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's up, my man? How you doing today?
What's up, man? I'm doing good, man. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
You know, fine. This is Terry K. Live. We was on Monty Wood Green Show. You did a good podcast on there the other day. But I came on here to talk about disrespect, you know? Firemen. And you've been full witness to what happened in Monty Wood Green's thing, right? With the anger of our black men. And it's just off the hook. We got to stop being angry. We got to make something happen in our lives. I mean, we're the ones that being broadcast, people making jokes at us and laughing at us, and other races are just making fun of us. We're the fucking monkeys and the clowns in the damn show. And I think it's very sad. Real talk. And I'm watching this show right now. I'm like shaking my head.
Okay, good. Now I can hear you. I'm trying to figure out.
I have a lot to say about it.
One minute. I'm going to do it like this. I got to make another.
We got to correct ourselves before we can build up. We got to correct ourselves. And by us not correcting ourselves, we ain't going to get nowhere.
Hold up.
I don't just want to be on here short.
Hey, slow down. Let me make a call over here on this thing so that way we can hear it on the computer. I ain't did it in a while. I got a double dip.
Still there?
So chill out. Yeah, we here.
Yeah, it's two of us on the phone, or I guess three of us on the phone, by the way. I had called it for two of us.
All right, one sec.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to set it up so we can do this. Shit, is this thing called? Alright, so now that's done.
Welcome to Blog Talk
Radio. I'll just hear y'all and I can hear y'all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't know if that first. Yeah, it's two of us on the phone, so I'll let that first brother go ahead.
Yeah,
whoever the first brother is, let me know what number you're calling from. I'm going to close the other mic down.
The 919 number.
919. Hold up, let me find you. All right, I'm going to close the room for y'all, then I'm going to open y'all up by random. You can call 919.
All right, L. You, Joe, when you said,
I hear you.
Oh, yeah, you was on point yesterday when you played that shit, yo. niggas need to look into that nigga Poppy about TC Islam, yo. If you notice, 2 days later after he died. Hello?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. 2 days later, he died. You feel me? And then remember, he slipped up. The nigga was drunk, and he took it off of Facebook. But
yeah, he said it in the interview he did with me. He was on the phone with TC that night.
Yeah.
Then he said he never told the whole story.
Yeah. You feel me? He slipped up. You feel me? Somebody recorded it. See, he tried to take it down.
Yeah. And TC did whatever it was. He got murdered for her son because he wasn't coming out to help Ron Savage. He came out.
Remember,
to help his
son. Yeah, because remember, he said they sent TC to go holler at him, but it didn't work. You feel me?
Yeah.
So what do you mean by that?
Yep. So yeah, that's something that got to be looked up, checked out. If somebody got that audio, put that shit up somewhere. But hey, let me open up another mic. You good?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm opening up another mic now. 617. How you doing? 617. Hello. All right, 313.
Yeah, what up, Israel? What up, everybody? This B-Trait, man. My name Brandon, but people call me B-Trait, like B-Trait with a B. What up, though, man? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Look, this all I wanted to say, bro. I know, like, this shit funny as hell because I don't never really call in. Like, I used to be real active out here. Like, I've been to New York several times. I met Tynetta on a couple occasions. You know what I'm saying? Used to be a member of New Era Detroit, one of the original members of New Era Detroit, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of my family and friends is really putting in work out here. But the reason why I called in was to say, like, it's so crazy that I called in on your platform. I got on there and live, but I just had to get this off my chest. It threw me off that a zombie or a puppy or whatever you want me to call them. And I'm not trying to diss them. And I'm past that point in my life because I'm going to be negative to people. But I'm just speaking truth. I just feel like, why you trying to act so tough, bro? Like, whatever you want to call yourself, real niggas or real men or whatever, niggas see through that shit, man. And then it really has fucked me up because this grown-ass man tried to stunt like he was trying to intimidate Tynetta by going on his block. Nigga, everybody, and then Tynetta, this is why I kept trying to call. You see your chat room when I kept saying, what's the number to call? What's the number to call? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Everybody know that Tynetta don't come out that early, bro. I'm from Detroit, and a couple times I've been in New York, from what I know about New York, everybody knows Tynetta don't hit the block till like 1, 2, or he don't be on or whatever time, but it don't be 7, 8, 9 in the morning. And it's a sign. I'm not trying to, like I said, I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just being real, bro. Why you trying to intimidate an old man? You ain't popped up and nobody else on YouTube on their block. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not calling Tynetta an old man. But it's like, you don't get no points for that, dog. And it's like, and you know he wasn't going to be outside. Let's just be real. And then number two, if he really wanted to meet Tynetta, why didn't he call Tynetta and say, let's meet? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not, it's crazy, man. It had just bugged me. Like, man, who this man think he fooled? You feel me?
As Tynetta said, he said he gonna be down there all day, pretty much. You know, so
yeah, Poppy knew what he was doing, man. He thought it's fucked up because, I'm not trying to sound smart or nothing like that, but you can see for Poppy's personality, dog, he got one of them type of personalities where he don't think, but he just say shit and dig himself in the hole deeper and deeper. What you trying to appear tough to the conscious community, folks? You feel me? Like, nigga, If you a tough guy, you about that street life thing, go pull that shit to niggas in the street. Bro, what you trying to be, the bully of the conscious community? Nigga, that shit weak as hell. And then, like, I'll be in New York this weekend. I'm going to sign in the TV Awards. You feel me? So, and this ain't shit I wouldn't tell the man to his face. You feel me? Because I'm not being rude. I'm just keeping it 1,000. And but at the end of the day, I don't respect that shit, and I hope people on YouTube don't see it into that. He shouldn't even have did that shit, because that wasn't no boss move or no tough guy move. That was bullshit. He knew Shinetta wasn't going to be on the block, first of all. And he didn't even announce that he was going. He just came. People in New York, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shinetta don't be on that on
145.
Yeah.
It wasn't even one nigga on the block.
Hell no.
Dude,
and he know that.
Yeah.
And not like I say, I'm not. Go ahead, my nigga. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was only one dude sitting on that block, man.
Bro, you ever, hey, Israel Doc, you ever been to New York, dog?
Nah.
I've been to New York 2 times, right? And New York is a dope-ass city. That's why I keep going back. Nigga, New York is the type of city where you don't got to have no phone or no car. Everybody always at the same spot, or everybody will walk or take the train or whatever. Like, you don't need no. So, like, niggas know, he know, they know, like, you looking for somebody, you know where they at, you know what I'm saying? So, he played himself by doing that. And probably if you listening, bro, just humble out, bro. Like, I know you don't know me from a hole in the wall, nigga, but humble out, bro. You don't got to be trying to be tough with the conscious community, bro. You know what I'm saying? You making a fool out yourself. And Sinetta, bro, if you listening, bro, don't even feed into that shit, bro. Like, for real, I called into your show a couple times. I'm actually on one of Sinetta videos. If you look up the video, when New Era Detroit in the street code, it's me, Keith, my nigga General Teddy, shout out Teddy, and Gilbert and Masai and Brick the Foundation. I went out there and I was on Sinetta. I'm on there rolling up blunt in the background, chilling. You know what I'm saying? While my people taking gas. But yeah, dog, Sinetta, don't feed into that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in New York Friday for the awards. And Poppy, man, stop trying to be tough, man. Just be you, man. Stop trying to intimidate people. Because to be honest, and it's not me trying to, I'm just being honest, part of me wanted to defend Sinetta. Part of me wanted to take up to Sinetta, like, bro, Poppy, would you say that shit to somebody like me? I'm not trying to claim I'm not tough guy or not like that, but it can go like that. But I'm saying, would you play that? Oh, he wants, come on, nah. You don't get no body points for that shit, man.
They can tell themselves to be a bitch when the brother born Divine God Allah, who right over there in New Jersey, said, "You want that smoke, I'll give you that smoke." And he so, he ain't about that life. But we got another caller, 910.
Yeah. Have a nice day. Thanks for letting me call in, man.
All right, man.
Yep.
Adi, what's up, man?
What up?
Man, you would think motherfucker like Sinetta would know, you know, all this comedic science he claimed he deal with and all this shit, that he know what you put out, you get back. Man, it seemed like this dude knew this whole Hassan stuff was BS from the start. But for YouTube views, ain't no telling what a dude would do. And now all this stuff is just like you said, y'all cut this demon loose in the community. Y'all done been forewarned I don't know how many times. But hopefully all this is just an act and they just rocking out a soap opera. But lately, shit has been blowing up in Sinetta's face over and over and over again. The last two big things that I seen that done blew up in his face, and I got to give you credit, and I know you might not get along with this cat, but the same TV. Both of y'all dealt this dude some serious blows lately that got him and his whole team looking stupid. When he pulled that ex-Tentacion thing and thought they was finna ride that way, and you pulled the rug out from under their feet, that had them looking crazy. Then same TV dropped the Conscious Kitchen Massacre on him. I mean, he out here looking bad. Many people tried to warn him about that Poppy situation over and over again. one minute he with Poppy, next minute he against Poppy, then he back with. It is retarded, man. This is some clown shit that's going on. But hey, check it out, ID.
I'm here.
I'm motherfucking in New Jersey. I'm thinking about getting an Uber and go over there and see if I can record these two munchkins fighting.
So I never fell on the block.
4-11. That shit gonna look funny as hell. But you know, Sonnet ain't gonna be out there by himself. We gonna have his flunky out there helping him. But I'm gonna see if I can get me an Uber, man. I'm just be a tourist going looking at the sights, and if I happen to catch some drama on the wall, I just happen to catch some drama.
That's why you the unseen soldier.
Hey. That boy Michael been ineffective for I don't know how long now, ain't he? Motherfucker's been dropping shit back to back on Sarnetta. What? This dude done lost his fucking edge, man. This dude used to get at motherfuckers. He used to have some funny motherfucking bombs to drop on motherfuckers. Lately, and for the past, I say 2 years, this dude been dropping dud. It just, I don't know what happened with Sarnetta.
You know he ain't had that white girl. That's his problem. He had that Christina Arlington, however you say her name, that Britney Spears.
Christina Aguilera. Hey, so I never need to send this motherfucker out the pasture, man, for real. Because it's just like, all right, no. If Sarnetta was smart any type of way, he'd look at this shit logically. All right, you get into it with polite. Now, you got your attack dog. You get into it with polite. You want your attack dog to get him because you into it with him. What does Michael Edwards do? He looks at it as polite can benefit him some way. So I'm going to keep peace with him. I'm going to keep this together. We brothers. That should have been the first sign for Sarnetta. But no, what happens after that? He get into it with Poppy. He got this attack dog. Does the attack dog attack Poppy? Nope. The attack dog looks at Poppy like, shit, maybe one day I can get so good with him, he can get me a gig playing the piano at one of them motherfucking Zulu reunions or something. He got connected. I ain't going to get into it with him. I'm going to make friends, and I'm going to convince Sarnetta this is the right thing to do. See, I got to build bridges out here. So he don't attack Poppy. He's trying to come with all this peace shit. Sarnetta knew better. As you heard Michael saying it was wrong shit, Sarnetta was like, hell no. But I don't know. Now, how many times is Sarnetta going to let this nigga, after Sarnetta get into it with a motherfucker, let this nigga rock him to sleep so the motherfucker can bite him again? Sarnetta,
well, see, the
thing, put that dog down, man. That's retarded.
Let me get it to you. It's as simple as this. They trying to change the rules and bring about a new community order. They know I'm over here screaming new community order. So this is what they trying to do, right? They saying, well, you's a bitch-ass nigga if you sit behind that computer and don't come out. So what they do is they try to force it and set a precedent, right? We going to go outside and do this crazy shit, and then other niggas going to look like bitches if they don't come out in the streets and play with us because they can't win on YouTube. They picked up so
Michael
many errors.
So he gonna let Michael Edwards come to that award show? Ooh, wee.
Michael should come, shit.
I know, right? Shit, he should get an award. Hey, motherfuckers should go, if it's time left, go vote for Michael Edwards to get an award so he can show up at the show and get an award. After all the hard work he's done, I know he's been fucking up lately. And he's been a disloyal dog to Sarnetta. But, man, he still deserves a award for all the old work he did. So everybody go vote for him so he can come to a award show and receive his Black Power, whatever the fuck award. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's
yeah,
what
man.
It's the whole thing with the boxing and signing the contract and this and that. So what they trying to do is actually get people to start coming to the streets. I see a brother just hit my channel like, if you could sit down and talk to Poppy, would you do it? Hell yeah, it's gonna be on my terms though. I mean, if everybody say this is a safe zone, ain't nobody gonna touch nobody or whatever. Shit, we can sit down face to face like me, talk. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not running from nobody. But
many people been saying this dude needs some help. He needs to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Deal with your issues. Now, if you want to be out here, leader amongst the people and speaking up, because he keeps saying, ain't nobody on the front line fighting this child molestation but me. Apparently, he ain't been doing his research on you. I mean, you've been talking about this shit ever since I've noticed your motherfucking show. So I don't know what the fuck. I mean, he can say whatever he want to say, but at the end of the day, he needs to get some help.
It's all manipulative, brother. Is it? They trying to manipulate shit. They think they the adjustment bureau. They still saying they can adjust motherfuckers. So that's all it is, man. They playing in the streets. He come out in the streets this morning. As the brother from Detroit said, everybody knows Sarnetta ain't out there that morning like that. He got Herman Smalls out there and shit. So he meeting up with Poppy. He don't have no problem. And then they going to talk. You see, at the end of the day, Poppy's supposed to have his poker on him or his flashlight, and no matter what goes on, nigga, you see Sarnetta now, what you gonna do? You gonna fuck him up or you gonna allow him to be the deed? All this shit on the internet, and then you gonna piece it up with him. You can't be talking
about
shit like that, and then you see a motherfucker, don't put your hands on him. So whether Herman Small out there or not, shit, we supposed to watch somebody brawl today.
Then we got to think about the little guys involved in this. The little guys who might have get their feelings hurt, like people like Miss Beverly and Candy. See, they the ones caught up in this shit. Now, how do they feel? Now you got your boy Michael, who y'all love, going at your man Poppy, who y'all love. Which side are y'all going to pick? Boy, these YouTube streets. These YouTube streets. Mm-mm. Hey, but look here, ID. I'm going to keep checking in with you. I'm going to try to get this fucking Uber, man. Even if I don't get no footage, it'll be fun to go buy a hat and some sunglasses for one of the Africans. Well, I'm going to see if I can send you some footage from 125th. Even if I don't catch nothing, just get some footage of what's going on out there. So let me see if I can move around. I'll get an Uber or some shit.
All right. It's all
I'll hit you back in a minute.
All right. So, all right. People, 845-277-9196, if you want to call, feel free to do so. I know Sarnetta then came on, and most of y'all want to go over there and see what's going on. But don't worry about it. We're broadcasting live from Israel Doctrine. They ain't doing shit. They supposed to set a time to meet up and all of that. But put Poppy all there, if Poppy down there all day, Sarnetta down there all day, then, you know, I guess they going to play this all day on some, you know, y'all got to watch us all day, and we going to get a lot of views and shit.
Show you. Look at this. I just came out, threw this on, went to the meeting, and look at what I got on. Look. Probably see me through the window. I got on one of my custom-made baseball shirts.
Did we see that bulletproof vest too, nigga? That's a bulletproof vest. That's one of them bulletproof vests like Tupac had on. On the bulletproof vest like Tupac jersey.
I will be there tomorrow. Me and Jabari going to be there. That's the last day.
Yep,
right?
Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy.
Tomorrow is Wednesday, brother. That's what I'm saying. Tomorrow's the last day. So me and Jabari going down there. I got some good footage. How about you? Now, let me just say this real quick. I was just saying to the people, because they was on the line, yeah, where you at, Poppy? Where you at? So I'm saying to the people, that's not why we coming out. You, brother. To you, brother.
Hold on, Taylor Mason.
Now you're taking it to another level. But see, people want to see that somebody get hurt in Element. In Element.
Herman, he might whoop your ass because you asked him that silly ass question that irritated him. All y'all shit. He got beef with all y'all niggas.
Tune in to smell blood. I want to see which one of these niggas gonna die.